Thy strong word, we praise you and acknowledge you up through endless ranks of angels. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton, inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Singing the Ancient Faith in Our Own Days. Making the Case is Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
Risen indeed, hallelujah.
Thank you.
risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you.
reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while it is necessary you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things from which the angels long to look. O Lord, have mercy.
Thanks be to God.
But now in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son. In many and various ways, God has spoken to us by the prophets.
And now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is said that the primary task of a theologian is to speak truth. That is, to describe things as they really are. St. Peter's epistle demonstrates that he knows the world as it is. In him, there is no false optimism, no utopian dream. He knows the powers of darkness that surround and even now oppress the church. And so he addresses his epistle to aliens and exiles, to those undergoing a fiery ordeal, to those reproached for the name of Christ, to those stalked by the adversary who, like a lion, hungers to devour them. And indeed, in our text for today, Peter knows that his hearers have been grieved by many trials, and that their faith, like gold, is being tested by fire. For Peter, the world as it is remains in bondage to the power of death. And Peter knows the power of death from experience. Indeed, I think the Gospels paint a more vivid portrait of St. Peter than any other apostle. And what they present to us is indeed a man grieved by many trials, a faith tested by fire. First, Peter experiences the frustration of laboring by the sweat of his brow all night, yet catching nothing. Peter knows the earth and the seas bear a curse, so that they will not provide life without a struggle. Second, Peter experiences the fullness of fear. Life on the sea surely taught Peter that going overboard in a storm would indeed bring a baptism unto death. And yet he boldly leaves the boat seeking Jesus, but finds on that water the power of death ready to now overwhelm him, winds and waves ready to devour him. Peter experiences the anger that then seeks to take the power of death into his own hands and wield it against the enemy. Peter knows the rage that would not be restrained, that would assert control, that would then take up the sword and strike. And finally, Peter experiences the utter despair that shrinks before the seemingly invincible power of death. Despair that abandons Jesus to his fate. Despair that will deny him three times. For Peter, death is not merely a passive fate that awaits us at the end. Rather, death is an ever-present adversary. It is an active power in the world that opposes and corrupts, devours, dominates. The power of death is the power by which emperors rule, the power by which governors legislate and punish, by which armies conquer and slaves are subjugated. Indeed, death is the power by which the devil opposes and tempts, persecutes and devours. For the devil is the god of this age. And as Jesus says, he was a murderer from the beginning. And so all the powers of this present darkness, dear friends, are merely branches from this single root, the power of death. Indeed, all our struggles in this world must lead to this final battle with death, which Scripture calls the last enemy to be destroyed. So Peter knows the world as it is. He has indeed witnessed the power of death. He has experienced its struggles. And yet now in our text, it is not frustration, fear, anger, despair that Peter proclaims, but his overwhelming joy, or as he puts it, joy inexpressible and filled with glory. Dear friends, what is this joy that overwhelms his former frustration and fear and anger and despair? What is the source of such joy inexpressible and filled with glory? Surely you already know the answer. Alleluia, Christ is risen. As a true theologian, Peter speaks truth. He describes things as they really are. And for Peter, the resurrection means that a new power has entered into this world. A power even more real than death itself. It is the power the angels desired to see, the power the prophets foretold by the Spirit of Christ who was within them. It is the power that generated a son in Sarah's barren womb. The power that parted the Red Sea, that slew Goliath, that breathed life into dry bones. It is, as Peter writes in our text, the power of new birth unto a living hope. Peter cannot help but begin his letter with this wonderful exclamation of his joy. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What profound theological mysteries are compacted into these words. In this opening exclamation, Peter calls the whole church to now bless God, to worship him, to address God as he really is. Peter knows the world as it is, but he also knows God as he truly is. And for Peter, God is above all else, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the paternal source of this new generative power. This power has entered the world through Jesus Christ. It has conquered in his body, the body of Jesus now risen from the dead. And yet in this opening exclamation, there is still more. For Peter, this new generative power now lives in the church. It has given us new birth. It has changed who we are. No longer are we defined by our natural birth. No longer are we Jew or Gentile, slave or free. No longer do we belong to this world, its nations, emperors, and governors. No longer are we subject to these powers of death, its frustration, its fear, anger, or despair. For as Peter says, this new divine power has given us new birth to a living hope. In the world, yes, we may be aliens and exiles, those reproached for the name we bear, those Satan hungers to devour. But in relation to God, we are indeed newborn babes longing for spiritual milk. We are stones joined to the living stone, rejected by men, but in God's sight, chosen and precious. Dear friends, this new power that raises the dead now surely even lives in you. It now makes you a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. Indeed, it is the power that you are even now being called to serve. It is this power that will indeed forgive when you absolve, that will regenerate when you baptize, that will sanctify when you hand over Christ's body and blood, that will form faith when you preach. It is this power that will indeed be present when you love your neighbor, and when you feed the hungry and befriend the stranger and visit the prisoner, care for the little ones, even the least of Christ's brethren. And so let us share Peter's joy, inexpressible and filled with glory. Let us exclaim God as he truly is. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
To Christ be all the glory forever and ever.
O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, and perpetual gladness and eternal joys, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty and everlasting God, your Son called the 12 to be his apostles and sent out the 72 to preach and heal. We give you thanks for the life of Johannes Bugenhagen, who faithfully cared for Martin Luther and his family with the holy food of the Holy Gospel and the sacraments. Grant that we all would be blessed to have such pastors to care for our needs of body and soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us from the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.